Thursday night. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're actually going through food. Shema. Okay, we're in Siman Membeis. Oh, I saw an advertisement. We talked yesterday. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brought down a din that you're not allowed, you shouldn't, like, rip apart a piece of bread. It's not able. So they told me there's a bread now that they sell. I saw an ad for it. I was waiting for the bus to come here. I tackled saw an ad for bread that's made that you can just, you rip it apart. What? Yeah, right. So the question was raised yesterday, is that inappropriate? I don't know. L'chaira, if it's the derech to do, then it loses its, you know, it's like prust. How do you say prust in English? Uncouth. It's uncouth. It's not manners. It's uncouth. But if it's made to do, but you can't tell nowadays, because it could be, nowadays they make things to be uncouth. Pita bread. No, he has no problem holding it in one hand and ripping it with the other. So this you don't do. Okay. No, maybe I'm wrong. But that also you don't do. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That also you don't do. Holding it in one hand, like pita, you're saying pita. Maybe. So first of all, that doesn't prove anything. Second of all, pita really is supposed to be used as a sandwich. Well, you're talking not doing that. You're eating it. Except he also said you're not supposed to bite into something and put it down on the table, which we do all the time. But my father, Allah Shalom, never did it. He never would do it. He always took a knife and cut off a piece and ate it. He would never bite into something and put it on the table. He felt it was... How can you do that? And no problem, Pops, watch. Yeah, a pita really is not made to rip apart. It's made to stuff and eat as a sandwich. Yeah, so it's a good question. I'm not 100% sure if it's true that just because they make it that way, nowadays, you know, they make clothing that are not so new out. And they make, nowadays, people do what they want. So you could, that's the way you're supposed to do it. I'm not saying, I think it's a good shiloh with the chalas. Who gives the hechsher on it? It's a good shiloh. I think it's a good shiloh. Yeah, I just saw a sign now. Are they made like chalas? Like you, it almost looks like lecha mishnah. But it looks like different challahs. It's like not lechem mishnah because it's baked together. Maybe that's why it's not uncouth, because it's sectioned already, and you're just, you know what? I think that's the more mistaken than what I said yesterday. That since it's the derech, it's more mistaken since it's sectioned, and you're really just pulling it apart at the section. That's not, he's talking about packing like you're ripping something apart. You're looking like you're like, you can't wait to eat, like a lion. You're ripping it apart. Here, it's just, you shouldn't have to use a knife, I guess. To minimize the hefsek. You know, is that what it's for? To minimize the hefsek? Is that why they made it? To not have to use a knife. Maybe the knife manufacturers are afraid they'll get sued if someone cuts themselves. Nowadays, they'll take up the court, they'll sue everybody. Okay, then we learned about wine. Okay, gimel. Gimel, lo yishach kusa, what my father, Allah Shalom Taka, didn't do. You shouldn't bite into something and put it on the table. The anechena al gabi asholcha. Or you nana la chaveiro, or give it to him to eat. Yeah. We're talking about putting it on the table. And people's... I'm not telling you that, you know... I don't know. The things we're learning in this simonim, I'm not sure what word to use. If I should use the word osur, or I should use the word inappropriate behavior. It's supposed to conduct itself with derech eretz. You're right, it sounds crazy. But let the fact that it sounds crazy to you show how much our standards of proper behavior have fallen. When's the last time you read an etiquette book? I bet you in any etiquette book, I bet you would say also not to do this. That it's considered very... I'm not talking about Emily Post. I used to read Miss Manners. Miss Manners is the greatest book. Such a bar-seichel, I should say. Such a bar-seichel. And she's modern, but she's very straight, very good. She's very good. I haven't read that. I'm talking about, like, before I became a rogue. What? Yeah, but I'm saying you should realize that 50 years ago or 60 years ago, etiquette was a big deal. And I'm sure in the etiquette books, Yutaka don't do that. I don't know if I'd call it osur. It's not their heritage. You know, you're supposed to... If you start doing it to... There's nothing wrong if you want to be mocked. Just realize it's not osur. Don't start yelling at people that don't do it. Right, that's what happens. One day you'll start being mocked, and then all of a sudden you're going to start yelling at everybody else. What's the matter, you slob? Or you never lachavero, or I guess that's like eating leftovers. Or the tocha kaira, or put it back into the serving dish. People do that. People have to be careful. You can't do it. You know, people will eat something and put it back into the serving dish. I mean, people do that. Taka, you shouldn't do it. It's repulsive. Kishema humos machadero. It's repulsive to your fellow man. My kids do it all the time. That's where I'm holding. I'm not like my father. I'll bite into an apple and put it on the table. But I can't drink from a cup that someone else drank from and they pass it to me. I can't. My kids do it. My kids pass around the cup. Kiddush. I don't know. You really shouldn't do it. I don't do it by kiddush. By kiddush, I don't allow it to be done. But it's really commonly done by kiddush. I wonder if it's talking that right. Because people want to drink from the kiddush cup. Ish ve'ishto. Obviously they do, because by an eidah it's also. So they obviously do. I pour from the cup of kiddush into a different cup, and I drink from that cup, and I pass around the kosher kiddush. That's another reason not to drink from it, is because you don't want them to drink from a kosher pogrom. And there's an Indian that they shouldn't drink from a kosher pogrom. So I spill off and drink, and then I pass it around, and everybody pours it into their cup and pisses it around. This way everybody drinks from the kiddush cup, but nobody's drinking from a kos pogum. There it's a little worse than Ilchus Derech Eretz. You don't want them to drink from a kos pogum. What? You know, that's the worst hefsik in the world. Because everybody's like staring at those things coming out, and they go so slowly. You know, that die until it comes out. I like they're really messy. Yeah, that's like Hesach Hadas and Hesach. That's like the worst. But it's cute. We use it. Someone bought it for us. We surely shouldn't use it. No, I mean, we don't use it every week. We use it when they come. You really shouldn't do it. So you shouldn't hand it to him because he's not supposed to drink it. It's not healthy. Maybe a man and wife. So my kids tie in the same family. There's no germs either. You know, I'll tell you a story. So Friday night, Friday night, what did my wife do with the dishes? So she prepares for the four Shabbos like a basin of boiling hot water, and she covers it, and she covers it with bojo, and then it's still hot. And after the meal, she soaks the dishes in. So when couldn't she do it? Oh, we didn't have a Pesach thicker one. So Pesach, she didn't do it. We had a niece who ate by us, a niece in seminary. And she like caught on that we, that my wife stopped washing the dishes in cold water. Why cold water? Why couldn't she wash it? Yom Tov, but why? I think in my house, you can't put on the hot water Yom Tov. The system, you can't. Yeah, in my house, the guy told us when he made, he can't put on that water in my house, Yom Tov. It makes a fire. Yeah, yeah. In my house, some systems that happens, you can't put on the hot water in my house on Yom Tov. So we didn't do it. And she like, she realized it. She couldn't eat. She couldn't eat the lunch by us, the Suda, and the day. Like the thought that the dishes were not washed in hot water, she couldn't do it. I'm like, what? I never heard of that. Okay. Yeah. We're coming up, Rosh Hashanah. This year Rosh Hashanah is like, the whole Eretz Yisrael goes crazy. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, like 3 days, hot. Lo ye'odam kapton b'su'udoso. Don't be angry. Be in a jovial mood. Because they'll be afraid to eat. They'll think you're like looking at them, how much they're eating. You should make a pleasant atmosphere at mealtime. They're afraid to eat. They'll get angry that they're eating too much. So you have to. It seems that most people, not, I shouldn't say most, very many people's Friday night meals end up like with crying children. Hey, Baruch Hashem, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm happy for you. But many people, like, it's a weird scene. Every Friday night, it's like it ends up, because the father's mocked it. Like, you know, tell me your Daf Kesher, you know, you don't know the Daf Kesher. Rabbi Yosef Salomon, in his book on Chinuch, he wrote, they put books, so his second book's about Chinuch. His first one. With hearts full of love, I think, something like that. He's like very much against Daf Keshers. Kid comes home Friday night, you know, he's sitting at the Shabbos table. Nowadays, when I grew up, we ate every supper together. The whole family came together at supper time and ate together. Now that's like unheard of during the week. Like, you do it once a week, Shabbos. I mean, usually, our lifestyle is like, whoever heard of eating together during the week? Like, so he says, like, now everybody's eating together. Like, what do you want to make the kid feel like he's in school for? Like, he's really against the Daf. He's against the Daf Kesher by the meal Friday night, Shabbos day. So you can tie that. I don't know, but the kid wants to show off what he learned and this. But he says usually the father had no time for the kid a whole week. Didn't look at him a whole week. Comes Shabbos and like he grills him, and the kid feels like he's getting this fahir, this test. And if he doesn't know it, the father gets angry. He says, ban Daf Keshers.
The most meat in the restaurant.